This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Have you ever wondered how some people make eating healthy, exercise, and managing stress look so easy? You can too. Welcome to Wellness Wisdom, where we uncover the secrets to lasting health and happiness and empower you to make wise health choices, see results, and create a healthy lifestyle for good. Join Camille Kennard, licensed social worker, certified health and wellness coach, a self-care specialist on the journey to explore how to make health and well-being possible for you. It's a health and wellness journey you can take together. Please welcome your host, Camille Kennard.
Hi, everybody. It's Camille from Wellness Wisdom. I'm so excited to be here today for this episode of Wellness Wisdom. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be inspiring and really motivating. As many of you know, I started my journey of wellness probably about 20 years ago when I was questioning my own body image and what I should eat and how I should take care of my health. And I really was struggling with weight that I had gained through college and wanting to change my health so that I could feel better about myself and change the way I thought about my body. And that was a journey that I took and that changed my life for the better when I started to really love moving my body and eating healthy foods and feeling the energy that I got out of it. And as most of you know, my business is Flourish Wellness, which means Flourish is growing because of a favorable environment. So I love to help people grow and transform because of the environment of having someone to support them and coach them along the way. And you know that I love joyful movement, mindful eating, and stress resilience. If we can learn how to take care of our health, moving our bodies, really being paying attention to how we eat, and then being resilient to our stressors, it just makes our lives so much better, so much more energized. And I'm so excited today for you guys to be able to get a chance to hear about a journey of a woman that I have worked with as a client, and she is amazing. And I'm so excited to have her tell us a little bit of her journey. Her name is Cindy Velasquez. And Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Camille, for having me.
And just to tell you a little bit about Cindy, she's a wife of a combat veteran who is permanently disabled because of post-traumatic stress disorder. So she has a lot of experience with dealing with mental illness and post-traumatic stress. She's 45 years old, and she's the mother of two beautiful children. She has a six-year-old named Garrett. He's in kindergarten now. And Andrea, who's four. And she has a degree in early childhood education and special education. And she taught for 13 years before she had her children. That's a little bit about Cindy, but there's a whole lot more that we're going to kind of discuss today as Cindy tells us a little bit about her wellness journey. I'm just excited to have you, Cindy, to talk to us a little bit about what it took for you to be able to really put your health as a priority and take really good care of yourself. And maybe you can tell our listeners kind of what your transformation was. I know you released quite a bit of weight, but can you tell us a little bit about your journey and kind of what started you on wanting to take better care of your health?
Okay, well, I am a person that has always struggled with my weight since I got out of puberty. Okay. So I have tried every diet in the book.
Yeah.
All the different weight loss programs, curves, like everything that you can think of, I've tried. I got married at 38. And so I had two babies really quickly. And I gained a lot of weight with that. But even more so, I gained a lot of weight after that.
Yeah.
And so at my highest point, I was 256 pounds. And that was the biggest that I've ever been. I was frustrated with my weight. But not only that, in 2013, when my daughter was 6 months old, I fell and shattered the bones in my left arm.
Oh, no.
And it was a ground level fall in my sister's kitchen. We were living in their basement. It shouldn't have been a shatter, but it was. Mm. And then in 2015, I fell in my sister's backyard, tripped over my son's bike while I was pushing my daughter in the swing, and shattered my right arm.
Oh, wow.
and I had major surgery on both arms. And so that also began the road to find out why my bones are so weak. And so I was tested for osteoporosis, and they decided that I, even though my bone density shows that it was good, that there had to be something going on.
Wow, Cindy, that's an intense story of having these falls and kind of wondering what was happening with your body when you're having these falls, and then you had broken bones after the falls. Is that right?
Yes, they were shattered.
Okay.
And one was a compound fracture.
Oh, wow.
So I have rods and pins and all sorts of fun things in my arm.
Wow.
In both arms.
So that was kind of an awakening moment for you of there's something going on here. I've got osteoporosis. And
it being diagnosed with osteoporosis in November of 2015 was devastating.
Mm.
I didn't know what to do. I had talked to the doctor because I felt like he told me that my weight also weakens my bones because of the hormonal imbalance. People think that weight helps, but actually when you're obese, the hormonal imbalance makes your bones weaker too.
Mm.
So I even considered bariatric surgery. I went and talked to somebody about that, but the doctor who diagnosed me with osteoporosis said that would be a very bad choice for me because so many people afterwards have problems absorbing minerals. And so with having most likely a severe case of osteoporosis, I would be even in a worse condition. So I decided that I had to do something. And so the only weight loss program that I'd ever had any success with, back in 2003, I'd lost 50 pounds with Weight Watchers. And so I decided that I would try it again because I had tried everything else. And so I walked into Weight Watchers on January 9th, 2016. And I officially weighed 256 pounds. And that's when my weight loss journey began. They changed the program from when I was in it before. It's called the Smart Points Program now, and it's more focused. How they calculate the points is using protein and the sugar content and things and fat to help determine the points. So basically, the more fat, saturated fat and sugars foods have, the higher the points. The more protein something has and the lower sugar, the lower the points. So it really guides you towards better eating, better choices. And so I jumped in feet first. And
wow.
Never looked back.
That is amazing. And I remember when we first met together and we were doing coaching and you were telling me, and I was talking to you a little bit about, you know, what is your why? Because a lot of times I want my clients to figure out what is going to motivate them. Why do they want to make this change in their life? And if their why is big enough, they figure out how. And I remember you saying, I have these two little kids and I want to be alive to be there with them, to take care of them. And it sounds like that motivated you. And then having all this osteoporosis and these physical health problems, it was kind of like something's got to change. You were kind of at your wit's end, right? As far as something has to change here for your health.
Absolutely. I wanted to be there for my babies. I know having a dad with PTSD is hard, and I don't want to be gone. I have to be here for them. In order to help them. And so, yes, it just came to the point where I have to make a change physically, mentally, emotionally for my babies, for me, for my life.
Yeah. And I love that idea of we need to get to a point where we really see that what's happening is not working. And for a lot of people, I feel like it gets to where they're face to face with you know, something that's a huge problem. And that's when they're like, the fear comes in of, what if I don't lose this weight? I could die younger. I could have all these health problems. I could be, you know, incapacitated. And we kind of have that fear. And I feel like for a lot of people, that fear kind of drives them. But I love that with that, you know, the thoughts about that, you also had this really inspiring, I want to be there for my kids, right? I want to be able to, because I know that they need a parent who's stable and there for them. And I love that. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what you emotionally went through. And it sounds like you're kind of one of those people who's just like determined, you know, I'm going to do this. This is not okay. And so you got really, really, really feisty about it, right? You're like, I'm going to do this.
I did get feisty about it. I'm going to do this. Yeah, because my husband was like, oh no, not another weight loss program.
Another diet thing.
Yeah, another diet. You're just going to waste our money, and money's so tight. And my sister, Hillary, who you're good friends with, who encouraged me to see you in the first place to help me on that journey, also, she offered to pay me money if I could lose some weight. She said, if you know, I'll pay you like $5 a pound from if you lose, you know, until July of 2016. So whatever you lose up till then, I will pay you and we will go shopping.
Nice.
So that was kind of a motivator too. She has been my cheerleader all along. So it helped to have someone who believed in me, who thought I could do it and was completely supportive. She watched my children that first day I went. So that I could go to the meeting. So yeah, it was that determination of, I'm going to do this. I was pre-diabetic. I had started taking metformin, which gave me terrible diarrhea.
Oh no.
It made it so that really you can't live like that. You can't not leave your house. So
yeah.
That too was a motivator. Like, I don't want to be diabetic. I don't want to have to take this medicine that's making my body sick. And so that was a motivator as well. So I started that journey and, I started tracking my food, and that compared to the old program where I had to write it down like a checkbook, I don't know if it's because I do have a neuromuscular disease that called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, and it's not a very common one, so people may not know what it is, but basically it's causing my muscles to atrophy and become small and very weak, and I have no muscle tissue left in my calves, and my hands are the muscles are atrophied, and so that too, I felt like, I have tried everything and I can't lose weight. I cannot lose weight because of this disease, because of everything piled on top of each other. So because they changed this program and they have an app, and the app was so easy to track my food, like so easy breezy, that I have tracked every day since.
Oh, wow. And
I think that was a key to being successful, because it made me more mindful of what I was eating. And it also kept me honest with myself, because in the past, when I've tried weight loss programs, if I cheated, you know, you pretend it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But I was really honest with myself. Like, okay, if I eat that, I have to track it. I have to know what it causing, you know, in my body. Because of the neuromuscular disease, I can't exercise like regular people. And so I was doing, and I have been doing, mostly just stationary bike in order to lose weight and tracking my steps. I bought a Garmin and I've been tracking my steps to help me know how I was doing that way. So
Well, that is so awesome. I love to hear about this. This is such a fun, just how you changed the way you were thinking and that you made that determination. And then I think a lot of people think that whole belief that you had, which I know a lot of clients I've worked with have that belief of, I can't lose weight, because they've seen so many times that they've tried and failed and it gets very discouraging, right? Mm-hmm. And so just that fact of being able to believe again that it's possible and to make some steps in that direction and to have all those tools and support, the Weight Watchers, the app, the support from your sister, you know, all these different things that came into play to give you that you needed to be able to be successful. I love that. I want you to tell us a little bit more. We're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit more of kind of the details of what did it take as far as your mental state. I know it takes a lot of patience. I feel like that's one really hard thing for people, is that you're not going to release your weight all at once. It's going to take a long time if it's healthy weight loss. I think we kind of want a quick fix. We want a pill that's going to take away that weight. So I want you to talk a little bit about the patience that it took and kind of how you were able to pace yourself with that, because I think that's something that a lot of my listeners and clients will really enjoy hearing about. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Cindy, I'm so excited for you to tell us a little bit more about how you were able to pace yourself and have patience with the process. So,
all right.
Mindful health to help you flourish. What if in just 90 days you could completely change your life? If you could start losing the weight that's been weighing you down, get better sleep, eat better, have more energy, and have a healthy lifestyle for good. Have you ever wondered why changing your health is so hard? Do you want to believe it is possible? What you mentally focus on grows. This program is set up to help you grow a garden of health. In just 90 days, you can learn the habits of health. This is not a diet or a short-term health challenge, but a healthy lifestyle change for the long term. Health starts in your mind. Through this workbook and audios, you'll be guided and empowered with the confidence to see results and change your life. 30 days to plant the seeds of beliefs and mindset. 30 days to nourish the seeds through daily health habits. And 30 days to grow and thrive by gaining confidence and energy when you see the results of improved mood, weight release, and finding enjoyment in moving your body. Buy this program and watch yourself flourish. What you focus on grows. Let's grow a healthy body and mind. Reserve this program today by contacting Camille at flourishwellnessconsulting.com. It's time to change your life for good.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wellness Wisdom. We're meeting today with Cindy Velasquez, and she's telling us a little bit about her wellness journey. Cindy, I think you told me as we started the program, you were able to release 114 pounds. Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That is incredible. Amazing. And I want people out there that are listening to feel inspired that when they are carrying around weight that they know is not working for them, that they don't feel well, that they don't have energy, that it is possible to make these changes and to feel better about yourself. And my belief is if we can change our mindset, instead of believing I can never lose weight, I've tried everything, thinking, what if it's possible? What if this really can work? And I really want to do this because I want to be there for my family. I want to have more energy. I want to feel better in my skin. I want to wear clothes that I like. Whatever the thing is that motivates, I think it's really exciting for people to look at that and say, it is possible to do this. People have done it before without surgery, without a diet, but in the healthy way of eating better and exercise. So Cindy, I want you to, before we left for the break, you were talking a little bit about the tools that you use to be able to go on your weight loss journey. But I wanted you to kind of talk a little specifically about what it took for you mentally to stick with it. Because I think for a lot of people, you know, January 1st, people are out there starting a diet, but by February or March, they're done with it, right? And this is not a diet. And this is what I want to emphasize with people. It's a lifestyle change, right?
Right.
So tell us a little bit about how you were able to stick with it, kind of what you went through mentally to do that.
Well, Camille, there's no quick fix. And I think because of our society, we want a quick fix. We want to take a pill or drink a drink or have that surgery. And there is no quick fix, but there is success. I after I was in the first week, you know, I think I lost 4 or 5 pounds that first week. And I was so excited. Mm. And then it just continued every week. I would lose. I wouldn't lose. Maybe I didn't lose a whole lot like that first week. Because, you know, when you make that change, your body kind of jumps.
Yeah.
You might lose more that first week. But it was consistent. And so I guess with the scale, the more I saw the scale moving, then the more excited I got. But it's a lot of non-scale victories too, because I chose not to have a scale in my home. I did not want to have to weigh myself every day.
Yeah.
Because your weight changes every day. And if I became discouraged because I had lived the program, I had tracked it, you know, and then I gained a pound one day or whatever, I didn't want that to be a focus either. So I think that helped that I only weighed myself once a week and it was always at my meeting. Also, it really helped for me to bond with my leader. I've had 3 different leaders, 2 of which I just have loved. They were very inspiring because they're women too who have been successful on their weight loss journey. And it just helped me to go to the same class every week because I made friends and I didn't want to disappoint anyone and I didn't want to disappoint myself. And I felt this love and support from this group of women too. And so that helped too, is that I didn't just, because I know you can go in and weigh anytime, anywhere. There's a Weight Watchers meeting open. But for me, I have to have the accountability to weigh in front of someone. And I have to have that emotional bond with them.
Yeah.
That I care about them. I care about their friendship. I need their love and support. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the success on the scale helped, but then also the non-scale victories, like being able to jump on the trampoline with my children.
Yeah.
Being able to sit in the cow train car at Wheeler Farm. You know, being able to fit through this tiny space to get into the little petting zoo at my boys'
park. Yeah.
You know, like things that I could never have done before also helped with my weight loss journey.
I love that. And I love how you said, like, seeing the results. I think that's one thing that I try to focus on with my clients is the little celebrations, right? Even noticing that 4 pounds that you lost and really celebrating that and going, hey, it's working. This is working. This is really working, right? I'm not exactly where I want to be, but it's working. And that you looked at those successes. I like that idea of kind of putting the scale away and noticing. I have my clients notice, how do you feel in your clothes? What's your energy level like? That kind of a thing. And having that great support from other people, you know, your leaders and your family and friends and all that you had. And I love that you were able to jump on the trampoline with your kids. That's so great. And do things that you weren't able to do before for quite a long time, right?
Right.
What other things did you notice? I mean, as you're going through the journey, I know you had to be very patient. You had to kind of keep going and be steady, consistent.
You do have to be steady and consistent. And just like you said, you have to celebrate even a few ounces of weight loss.
Yeah.
Because you're still going in the right direction. And you're still making good choices and celebrating when you're able to resist that something that you used to like lose control over. Like I love frosting.
Yeah.
You know, like being able to like say no to that cake or think of other things that I could eat instead of that. So like for my birthday last year, 2016, we went to Cheesecake Factory with my siblings and that live here. And instead of ordering the cheesecake, I brought some Amberlin sugar-free chocolates, which for me was just enough.
Yeah.
that, you know, I felt like I was making a good choice, and they have a great light menu. They have some really good things. And so just being able to be more disciplined in my choices helped a lot too. And I think, I really didn't see a lot of difference in my clothing. When July, when Hillary and our agreement came up, I hadn't only lost, but I had lost 50 pounds by that point. But I'd only gone down like maybe one size in clothing. And so I was like, Hillary, I really don't want to buy a whole lot right now. I'd like to save this, you know? And so, it was after that point. So even not being discouraged at like changing sizes as much as I just felt I had more energy. I felt like I could walk better. I walk with an arm crutch to keep me safe from falling, but I walk better. You know, yeah. I was hoping I could give it up. At 100 pounds, I was like, I gotta be able to walk without this thing. But you know, there's a lot more going on in my body than just having extra weight. And so you're still locking up. And so I thought, I'm going to keep walking with this arm crutch. So at my year mark, I'd lost 90 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And then I've continued to try to go on to that journey because my goal was 100, 101.
Wow. And you've gone beyond that. I love how you mentioned being really mindful about what you're eating and even bringing food to maybe gatherings that you have with family. Because I think that's another thing that people say is, well, I can't do it. I can't do it during the holidays. I can't do it with family because they want me to eat certain things. But you kind of proved that that's not true, right? That you can, you can make different choices. And I love that idea of instead of like, oh, I'm going to go from eating no sugar and just eating greens to I can have a treat that's a little bit better for me. I can make a different choice or substitute out something for this thing that I really enjoyed that's not as bad for me or as that wouldn't make me feel like I was off the wagon, right? As far as my health goes. So I think that's huge. I think when you think about people that just have a healthy lifestyle, they make those choices every day, right?
To choose, make it happen.
Yeah. To choose between this kind of cheese versus this kind of cheese, or to have the almonds without the salt, or the, you know, just making little tiny choices. Like you said, instead of having the cheesecake, bringing in your own chocolates, you're still having a treat. You're still enjoying time with your family, but you're doing something that's better for your health and that's going to keep you consistent with your goals. I love that. I think that's so powerful. People can really understand that it's not about depriving yourself, but it's about what do you prioritize? What's more important to you?
Right. Like what's worth it?
Yeah.
There are, you know, like last Thanksgiving, instead of, because we all, my siblings, our whole family was together, I brought a recipe and I made like a sugar-free crustless pumpkin pie. And I made low in sugar pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. And I tried to make sure I ate mostly vegetables and the turkey. You know, I haven't given up, but I've really limited my sugars. I've really limited my carbs and I've limited those things, but it's been worth it to me because I feel better.
And I love it because you're getting creative. You know, I talked to someone else who does nutrition coaching, and she said, if you can teach people that there's good things that they can really enjoy that are also healthy, like coming up with, there's a lot of different recipes that are sugar-free or gluten-free or, you know, just are natural recipes that taste really good. And it's just knowing that we can try something different. You know, like I started doing this smoothie that was just almond butter and bananas and almond milk. And it, to me, it tastes as good as a Frosty from Wendy's, you know, so you can try different things. And really it's that belief that it's, you can do this, it is possible, and that you feel better. I love that. That's so huge. Like you feel more energy, you feel more alive, you feel more like yourself, right? I mean, I've seen that in you. I mean, it's just so amazing for me to sit here and talk to you because there's a glow about you and the confidence that you have. That's just amazing. And I think more than just people being able to say, well, I lost weight so I can fit into these clothes or so I can go to this family gathering and feel better. It's that really that confidence inside yourself that I can do hard things and that I can take care of my health and feel better for the long term so that you can take care of your kids, so that you can enjoy life and all of that. Is there anything else that you feel like was an important part of your journey that you think people should know? It sounds like planning and preparing is always important, right? As far as
absolutely planning ahead, even, you know, having a protein drink. I love the Premier protein drinks have been my also good thing for me, because before a family gathering, I'll drink one of those so that I'm not starving when I go.
Yeah,
you know, like planning ahead, keeping track, tracking what I was eating was huge and is still huge. Choosing to make good choices. I have to admit that maintenance is a different beast than losing weight.
Yeah.
I've been maintaining now, since May, and I have, been choosing to go beyond my goal so that I don't have to stress about it if I gain 3 pounds or 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Because with Weight Watchers, I'm free now because I've met my goal. But if I go 2 pounds over my goal, then I have to pay. And so I don't want to have that stress.
Yeah.
So I've kept going and I'm exactly in the middle of my healthy weight range.
Oh, that is great.
Is that I'm exactly in the middle of my healthy weight range, so that if I gain a couple pounds, I can say, stop. Okay, what am I doing? What changed in my mindset? Because when you're maintaining, you're like, I could add that, or I could have that little thing, which is fine because you do need to live life.
Yeah.
You know, but you also have to be like, okay, whoa, I need to step back a minute and say, okay, I still want to make some of these good choices and I want to feel that happiness, that healthiness, that.
So you're continually working on your mindset, right? You're continually working on your motivation and discipline and all of those things.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. It's a different beast. And I know I've talked with a lot of ladies that are in my same boat and they're, you know, feeling discouraged, or like the 4th of July is hard in our family because my husband has severe flashbacks with all the fireworks. And so the 5th of July is like a living hell.
Yeah.
Because he's emotional and he's cranky and he's sensitive. And that day I had bought like a frosted big cookie, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you that rocked my world, because the first time I had lost control in my journey, completely lost control. And so I went to my leader. And again, that's why you have to have this bond with these people. And I wept.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sad that I had gained a couple pounds. I wept because I had lost control and it was scary. And so then I had to be like, okay, I'm not going to let these outside stressors make me lose that control, you know? And so then you just dust yourself off and you say, okay, I'm going to try again. And you just get back up and try again. And so that has helped me too, to like be able to go to this person and say, I need help.
Yeah.
Help me understand why I reverted to this behavior again. And it was great to be able to go to someone that I trusted and cared about. So again, I would recommend really bonding with your leaders.
I love that. And I love that idea of we can be resilient, we can bounce back, it's a journey, not a destination, and there are bumps in the road. And I think that's something that's so powerful for people to learn, is that there's going to be times that you eat that cookie or you do that thing that is off that path that you want to be on, but you can get back on it again. And I teach my clients self-compassion, right? Instead of beating ourselves up for that cookie, saying, what did I learn from this? And how do I get myself back on track? I love that you said it's actually a feeling of being able to control your life, you know, and for a lot of us that feel a loss of control in other areas with our family, if we can feel like I can control what I eat, what I put in my body and how I feel, that mm-hmm. can be in my control. That's really empowering. I think that's really mm-hmm. cool to be able to say, I can try again and I've been successful at this. And you know, this is something that I can do. And just all that positive talk to yourself and knowing that you can dust yourself up, off, get back up and keep going and keep going and keep trying. Because I think for a lot of people, there's that sometimes that what the hell effect where they're like, well, I ate the cookie. I might as well just eat the whole cake, the whole pie, the whole everything, right? And forget about this because it's so hard. But when you're seeing all these results that are more energy and more happiness and that, it's really empowering to realize I can do, you know, and for anyone that's trying to do anything that's a change of behavior, if they can say, I can get back up again. I can try again. This behavior can change and it's okay to make mistakes or not have it go perfect.
Right.
I love that idea. So thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'd like you to just share with people a couple of the tips that you would say kind of were really essential for you in your weight release and in your journey. Maybe a couple of things that were mindset things and then a couple that were maybe habits that you got into. But we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Wellness Wisdom. We're speaking today to Cindy Velasquez, and I love this topic because it's all about loving yourself, taking better care of your health, having more energy, just feeling better. And for so many people, weight loss is such a struggle. I like to call it weight release, releasing things that are holding you back. There's generally a lot of mental components. We've talked a lot today about emotional eating, and Cindy just shared with us, you know, sometimes that she dealt with the emotional eating and how she was able to dust herself off. Get back up and feel more mm-hmm. control in our life. Cindy, what kinds of things would you say for our listeners if they're at the place where you were a couple years ago, you know, their doctor has said you've got to lose weight, you're pre-diabetic. What would you say for them to be a first step or something that they should do?
The first step would be to walk into that meeting and make the commitment. I have to have that commitment to go into the meeting and hear other people's experiences. I felt so inspired by different people and what they're going through and their ideas, like of, you know, oh, try this. This is really good. And it's low in calorie or low in points or, it helps to hear other people's journeys as they're going through the same thing you are. So the first step would be to believe in yourself and walk through the door.
Mm.
And then really commit to do it. Like really track. Tracking is key. You can't lie to yourself about what you eat mm-hmm. because it does catch up with you. And you have to be honest with yourself. I think just being able to like exercise became easier. Adding new things helps too, like finding what works for you as far as exercise goes. I know now I really need to focus on doing some more weight training, you know, mm-hmm. to help with my muscles, to get stronger. But that's the new journey. That's the new thing to start on. And to find those things, I think that are, you find delicious, that you find satisfying, that are mm-hmm. healthy.
Yeah. You know?
Like there's nothing better than a fresh pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it tastes wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing those. I think these are really valuable tips for people to take home and say, I can do this. This is possible, you know, to believe in yourself and know it's going to take time and it's patience and it's a journey. And I love that you said there's always some journey, right? There's always something that we're working on to improve ourselves. So whether that's, I'm going to start doing more movement, different types of movement. I turned 42 this year. So I started doing more of the weightlifting just for the bone density and trying to take better care of my health, knowing that as I get older that, you know, we lose that bone density. And
right.
So doing that, I think, is so powerful. So thank you so much for sharing these things with us. I want to just reiterate to everyone to believe in yourself, to really commit that I want to do this. I want to do it for me, not for anyone else, but so I feel better and have more energy, and to look at things, the results that you're getting, and celebrate those results and look at what works for you. This is an individual journey. Not everyone's going to fit into a certain mold. And just then that last thing is finding things that you like that are satisfying and delicious to you. I love almond butter on bananas. That's like one of my favorite things. And so finding things that are like sweets and delicious and satisfying, because we want, like you say, we need to live life. We still need to enjoy our lives, and we want to have food that is for fun and delicious. So I love that, finding things that satisfy you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, I hope you can take these tips. And if you're struggling with your weight, just be able to say, I can love myself and I can do this. I can take the first step of being committed and getting the support I need. And if you're looking for someone to support you, I would love to support you on that journey and help you with that. But have a great day, everybody. And thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us today and sharing your experience. It's inspiring.
Thank you, Camille.
Take care, everybody. I hope you can have a great day and make peace with your body and like who you are. Take care.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.